So I wonder if we can do this with the speakers on. We can. It's not picking us up. Hello there, Michaela. And we are rolling here at Slandy HQ.
Yes.
Okay, don't stand too close to the microphone. It's fine. It'll reach you. It'll hear you. Hang on. My wire's stuck over here. Hang on. We're having some technical difficulty.
I don't see any technical difficulties.
I am a technical difficulty. Okay.
Okay.
So, Michaela, school starts soon, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So this is the first time we're ever this is the first time we're using the studio. We never used the studio before.
At least for Audio Boost Together.
That's right. Yeah, I've done them before. This is where I usually do my octavers, and I've done a few little things called treble stuffs. It's a play on words.
Yeah. Treble clef.
Yeah. Yeah.
So our theme should be writing today.
Writing. You've been doing a lot of writing, haven't you?
Yes.
You enjoy that?
Mm-hmm.
So what are you writing? Poems?
No.
Recipes?
Novels and short stories.
Instructions on how to build things.
Novels and short stories.
Sorry. Novels and short stories. Cool. Novels? Wow.
Well,
At 11, you're writing novels?
I haven't finished that many, but I've finished a few.
Novels?
Well, one.
A whole novel?
Yes.
How many pages did you write?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
It's not that many, but it was on big pieces of paper, and there was a lot of writing, though.
Okay. But you don't know how many pages?
No. In a regular book form, probably be about that big.
Okay. All right. So this is audio, remember. People can't see what you just did. Probably about half an inch. Would you say a half an inch?
About half an inch.
That's quite a lot. I'm rather impressed. I mean, I knew you wrote it a lot,
but I'm not going to self-publish that one.
No?
Okay.
So you have heard
that one was more of a test to see if I could really write.
Okay, you have heard of self-publishing. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Some people call it vanity press because you don't really need any editing or...
Exactly.
Yeah, you really don't need much to do self-publishing.
I was surprised at the fact that you said you could bring it to chapters.
You can actually... Well, chapters, for those of you who don't know, is a chain of bookstores here in North America. And you can get your book self-published. Then what you do is you buy a certain number of copies. Let's say, I don't know, 30 copies.
Okay.
And you take those 30 copies and you go to the bookstore and you say, I'd like to sell these books.
What I would rather do is make like a hardcover, a big book, and just bring like two of them to chapters and make them expensive and no one would buy them. So then one day maybe some rich people would buy it.
So why would...
And then I'd get the money. So, yeah.
But wouldn't it be better to sell...
No, if I bought a lot of them...
Right.
I don't know if people are going to buy them. If people start buying them, I'd bring them more.
Well, you know, that's where you have to make a compromise between the price and how much you're willing to make on each book.
Because don't make any money, Chapters is not going to pay me.
Well, the way it works is, let's say you sell a book...
Yeah, I know Chapters gets 40% of it, right?
Well, whatever, yeah. That's what I heard. Actually, they were taking, I think it was a 40% cut. Now, that sounds like a lot to some people. But then, remember, they're taking some of the space in their store. They also have electricity to pay for. They have staff to pay for. They have equipment like cash registers and whatever, you know, rent. They have so many things to pay for. So... it's only reasonable that they're going to take a certain amount of money. I know one fellow who...
No, I wasn't complaining about them taking money. I'm just saying, if people don't buy my book, I'm not getting any money.
Well, yeah, but that's true. But there's no...
And then I just paid for
guarantee.
All those copies. So
true.
That's why I was saying, if I only maybe put a few, maybe five or something.
But you see, that's where you have to build your network. And any publisher these days... when you go to publish a book, they'll actually ask you, do you have a network? Do you have people that you can push this book to? It doesn't sound very nice, but that's what they will ask you. They will say, okay, great. So you're writing a book. Who's your target audience? I mean, at 11 years old, they're probably not going to ask you these questions because I probably don't think they would take you seriously. I hate to tell you that, but that's probably what they would do. However, having said that, yeah, you have to find your target audience. And then you'd say, okay, great. I'm going to write this book. How am I going to market it? How am I going to put it out there so that it...
Your blog.
My blog. Yeah, of course. You can use a blog. You can use a Facebook page.
I have a blog, but no one reads it. So
You can make bookmarks. I actually have a great idea for marketing books. I'm not even going to say it on audio, but that's how good I think it is. And I don't want to share it right now. Not because I want to be, you know, mean and nasty, but I think it's such a good idea that I'd like to really work it and actually maybe even patent it. That's what kind of idea I have. It's been in the back of my mind for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And I've never seen anybody do it. And I don't know why, because I think it would be an excellent way to market a book. And you'll
you know, you're just increasing the suspense, right?
Of course.
And they're probably listening to this.
Sitting on the edge of their seat. In fact, three of them just fell off their seats.
They're right there. Oh, okay. Let's see if he spills the beans.
No bills meaning? No bean spilling. Bill speening. You know what? I think I may have just invented a new term. Hey, no bill speening there. We are always entertaining, aren't we? I think what people will like is how clear this microphone is. Although we are recording on the Flash app built into the the web interface, right? It's not quite the best way to record audio booze. The best way to record audio booze is to do it in a program on a computer and then take the WAV file and then upload it. It makes for a much nicer... you're going to hear what they call artifacts, which are little ticks and pops, and sometimes it goes...
Remember and it makes the all thing these weird where noises. You were telling me and Tasia about the broken records, like tick, tick, pop, yeah, pop, Rudolph tick, the Red Nose.
Yeah, yes. That was funny. Tasia still talks about that, where I was basically explaining to the girls that in the old days, when I was young, they used to have vinyl albums. In fact, there's a couple sitting on the speaker behind you over there. And when they got older, vinyl albums would develop scratches and ticks and pops from when you're playing them as the needle went over the various grooves and various defects on the records. Especially when you pull them in and out of sleeves, and people used to have all these weird contraptions and stuff to make sure that they wouldn't get scratched. You always have to put them in your plastic liner before you put them in your cardboard sleeve. I had a friend of mine, he was notorious. He used to reach in and grab it with his finger, so he'd get all the oils all over the album. So he was never allowed to touch my albums when he came over. I remember I actually gave a vinyl LP a shower once, just to see if it would work. It wasn't one of my better albums, but yeah, I took two margarine containers, made a hole in the middle of them, and put them on either side with a little screw to protect the label. And then, yeah, because the label, if it got wet, it was in paper, right? And then, I sprayed it with this solution. I got the ingredients off of a bulletin board. We didn't have internet in those days. I went on a bulletin board system and read this recipe. The guy had, like, the soap detergent and, yeah. Yeah, we've only got 45 seconds. I'm sorry. Yeah, I went off on a tangent there, so.
It's okay.
All right. So, hope you enjoyed our little talk today. And maybe we'll do a few others. Maybe we'll incorporate some music next time. What do you think?
Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe. That would be kind of neat. Maybe. Okay. We have to find a good topic, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
But we can't find a topic. We have to do an audio boo when we're thinking about something. We already just started a conversation.
Oh, I see. Spontaneous. Just turn on the mic. Yep. As we're talking. Okay. Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for listening.